Hey guys, I'm Rose.
And I'm Ellen.
And you're listening to And They Were Roommates. Oh my god, they were roommates.
Hi guys.
Hi guys.
So it's been a hot minute, a whole semester actually, since we last recorded, but we've been pretty busy. We've been doing big things, you know?
Yeah.
But we are back. We're gonna try to at least put out like two episodes or one episode a month, just because we have a pretty busy schedule, but that's college for you. So it's February, and a lot of people think of this as like the month of love, sort of, because Valentine's Day just passed. So we thought it would be nice to talk about a certain kind of love that I think is the most important, and that is self-love. So, before we, like, go into it, what do you, like, define self-love as, Rose?
I don't know, I didn't really think there was, like, a certain definition, because I guess it's, like, whatever you like to do for yourself, you know, so it's up to interpretation for everyone.
Yeah. I think, for me, I think of it as, like, putting yourself first and, like, making sure that, above all, like, you're taking care of yourself, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, I hear people, like, say this all the time. It's, like, how can you love others if you can't even love yourself, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I've come to value a lot, because a lot of times your insecurities show, like, how you... English. Your insecurities, like, play out in the way that you treat other people. So it's like you need to sort of, like, reflect and look on yourself first and be like, okay, what do I need? So do you think that you, like, practice, like, self-love all the time?
I guess for the most part, because I just do stuff that I like. I don't put myself through something I don't want to go through.
Do you think it's always been like that?
No, I don't know.
It definitely, like, hasn't for me, because, like, Rose knows this, like, I have definitely always kind of struggled with being, like, a people pleaser, and I'll put, like, people first, because I just, like, want to make sure that everyone else is happy, but then it's, like, in sacrifice of, like, my own happiness, so... Lately, I feel like I've been doing a lot more stuff that first pleases me, and then, like, if it pleases others, like, great, but if it doesn't, it's, like, less of a big deal. Obviously, like, it's good to care about other people, like, you should do that, but you shouldn't, like, make sure that you're not, like, even taking care of yourself. Like, personally, I feel like ever since I was little, I was always trying to, like, please others and help others out, but slowly, especially because of what, like, you have taught me and stuff, I've really been being like, okay, well, what do I want to do with my life, and how do I want to treat myself and stuff? So what are some things that you like about yourself?
Girl, what is this? I'm crying.
This is some self-eval right here.
I don't know. Does it have to be...
Anything. Literally anything.
I like my eyebrows when they're done.
They are pretty good, not gonna lie.
Yeah. Girl, I don't know what else.
Well, like, take it as, like, okay, when people compliment you, what do they usually compliment you on?
But then that's not what I like about myself. That's what other people notice.
So then what do you notice? Like, if you look in the mirror and you're like, what's, like, the first couple things you notice that you're like, okay, like, I'm killing this Oops.
Beep. I don't know. I try to be honest. So I guess I like that about myself, because not a lot of people are honest. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think if, like, I feel like your best qualities are definitely that, like, your sense of self-awareness, and you're very, like, like, firm in what you do. Like, when you put your mind to something, like, you're gonna follow it through. And that's, like, something I feel like is really important because, like, I know I can always count on you because you're a very dependable person. And you're, like, you'll, like, keep it real. Like, if I ask you, like, Rose, do I look stupid today? You're gonna be like, yeah. Like, you're not gonna sugarcoat it. And I feel like that's something that's really important because a lot of people, they be sugarcoating when they shouldn't be. Because you gotta, like, choose when is the time to say things and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's easier for you to pick out the things you don't like about yourself than the things that you do?
Probably.
Because, like, if I ask you right now, like, what do you not like about yourself?
Yeah, I can probably list a bunch of shit.
Yeah. I feel like that's something that everybody kind of does, and that's kind of... We all gotta work on it, because you gotta be able to be like, damn, like, I look good. Like, I look so thick right now. The gym is paying off, you know? All that kind of stuff. Not even just, like, physical, but, like, mental, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for me...
Damn, what do I like about myself?
I like my hair. It's cool. Rose and I dyed our hair, like, red.
Yeah, we did.
What a bonding moment. That was kind of fun. We didn't even stain the bathroom that bad. We didn't stain it at all, actually.
Yeah.
Sometimes the curtains look a little red. The other day I was showering and I saw, like, some couple streaks of red. I was like, aw, Rose. But, yeah, there's a couple things, but yeah. But... So basically, in thought of, like, self-love and all that stuff, damn, that's a big bird, we kind of, like, challenged ourselves to do 5 acts of self-love. So how did that, like, what did you do, and what do you think about what you did?
I don't even know if I can think about 5, but I did go get my nails done. When was that, like, last week,
yeah.
I think?
How was that?
That was nice. I needed it. It was long overdue. Got a manicure and a pedicure.
Slay. And then your car.
Oh, right. Yeah, that wasn't very self-love of my car. But, yeah, I ended up getting a flat. Had to replace that. That's not self-love. That was detrimental.
But you handled it pretty well.
Yeah, I was like, well, what am I going to do?
True.
I got some tattoos.
Tell us more about the tattoos.
So I got this dragonfly tattoo on the back of my arm, above my elbow. Inspired by Coraline's pin. Her hairpin, which I love that movie. It's my favorite movie.
I still have to see it.
And I actually went with Ellen and Mia, and they also got tattoos, and they all kind of correlate because they're all insects. Mm-hmm. And then the next week... Or, like, 2 weeks after, I think, I went to go get another tattoo. It's the flower from the month of August, so it's a poppy. Got it on my wrist, but, like, the side of my forearm, the inner forearm. I don't know. Not on my wrist. But, yeah.
In the area.
So, yeah. They didn't hurt, like, the dragonfly. Was like a little scratches, but the flower didn't hurt at all.
It was nice. The bleeding so
much. Oh my god, yeah,
bro.
It was bleeding a lot.
That was crazy. I was gonna pass out just for seeing you, bro.
Nah, but what else did I do for self-love? I don't know. I guess, like, one thing that I would say is self-love, even though it's kind of just, like, a thing, is that, like, I committed to the gym again. Like, I used to be committed, and then I stopped. Mm-hmm. But now I'm getting back into it, and I actually like it. Like, it actually benefits me and stuff. So I would say, like, that's something that I did as self-love as well.
What do you think, like, pushed you to go back to the gym?
I mean, like, I like the gym. It's just, I guess, like, I don't thrive in some of the environments of the gyms. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it gets difficult to go alone, so you just, like, if you surround yourself with other people and you see them do, like, those habits, like, you kind of want to follow them.
Right.
So.
I definitely relate to that.
Like, I used to be very fit. Like, I was, like, more fit than I was. And, because I would play soccer and stuff. And now I don't because I just don't. But I still want to, like, be fit and stuff. And I want to be strong. I want to get more muscles. I just want to be strong. I want to be able to fight anyone that tries me. Man, woman, hands ready to eat for everyone. So, yeah, that's, I would say that's why. I just want to be strong.
That's good. I like that.
And stuff.
Because it's for the right reasons. It's not like, I want to go to the gym because I want to show up. No, it's like, you want to go to the gym to make yourself better.
Right.
Which is good. Anything else? Two more?
Two more. I'm trying to think. I feel like I did do something.
You did waxing.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I waxed, like, my face and stuff. Not my whole face, but upper lip,
she eyebrows. Actually waxed off all her hair, including eyebrows, yeah. Bro. She's bald.
Yeah, I have no nose hairs either. There's no filter. Yeah, what else? Let me think. I dyed my hair again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I re-dyed my hair.
It was good.
Needed to like, get that color back, because it was looking, like, magenta, I'd say. But
somebody in Fence asked me, like, do you find, like, pink pieces of hair all over your room? I'm like, yeah, and I can tell which one's me and Rose because we have, like, different shades, and it's so funny. I love it so much.
That is hilarious. But yeah, that's what I would say. Like, you know what we should do? We should get boba from Murano.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting in act of self-love, we're getting boba after this episode. Bro, I love boba. Okay. For me, I'm trying to think. I've definitely been going, so I actually got a personal trainer, and so I started going to the gym this semester with Rose, which was, like, really awesome, and I'm really grateful for it, because literally everything that I know at the gym is because of Rose. And it kind of, like, motivated me, because if Rose wasn't going to the gym, I would be, like, in my room sleep. But then I'm like, damn, like, Rose at the gym, I should do something. Like, I should probably go to the gym, too. So, it, like, motivates me to go. And I've been, like, feeling a lot better physically and stuff. And I've been trying to eat better because I'm vegetarian. So, I've just been trying to, like, eat, like, more balanced meals. And I've been feeling really well physically. So, I feel like that is definitely an act of self-care, because I used to be so, like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to go to the gym, like, there's so many people, they're staring at me, it's like, nobody cares, everybody's in their own little world anyways, like, doing their own thing, so, I'm, like, really happy with the personal training and stuff. Shout out to Claire, she slays, so it's really fun, and I actually, like, look forward to it a lot. I also got a tattoo, that was so cool. Okay, so I was so scared, because of a lot of reasons, but then I realized, like, okay, this isn't something that's, like, impulsive, like, I've been thinking about it for a while, and it, like, has a lot of meaning to me, so I was like, you know what, life is short, and this is gonna make me happy, so self-care. So I went with my two best friends, and it was a nice bonding experience. I was tweaking so hard. I was,
we made
so,
her go first,
because yeah, we're like, If I back out... If you
don't go first, like,
no, yeah, like, I could have backed. That was a smart decision on them. But let me tell y'all, like, I was so nervous. I was pacing so much. And then when the guy asked me for my ID, I gave him my debit card because I just, like, wasn't in the mental space. And I made a playlist because I brought my noise-canceling headphones and, like a stress ball. And I sat there and I made this hour playlist for the tattoo. The tattoo was so short. It lasted 2 songs. And I told the tattoo artist, I was like, damn, that's it? Like, I made an hour playlist. And this man starts laughing at me. He probably still remembers that dumb thing. Because, like, what is wrong with me? But it was actually really good. Pain, I would say, was, like, when I first finished it, I was like, damn, that hurt. But now that I think about it, it was not that bad. I just, like, had to brace through it, sort of. But it really wasn't that bad. I would probably maybe get another one. But yeah, it was, like, such a fun, like, bonding experience to do with them. And I feel like it's, like, something cool that we're gonna look back on and be like, damn, remember that time that you made an hour playlist for a 4-minute tattoo? But, so that's, like, my second act of self-love. Just, like, doing things that make me happy and, like, spending time with the people that I love. Third, I would say low-key, I've been really protecting my peace lately. Like, I'll be in situations with people that are not benefiting my mental health, and then I'll just be like, oh, you know what, I'm just gonna leave. Like, and I feel like that's something really good, because you have to be able to prioritize your emotions, because a lot of times I'll be anxious, and I kind of will, like, become more anxious because I'm anxious, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I've been really trying to think, like, okay, I'm anxious, why am I anxious? Let's get down to the root of this. And then if I'm like, oh, it's this environment around, then I'll just, like, remove myself from it. And before, I would make myself feel so guilty for doing that. But now it's like, no, like, if I'm not feeling good, I'm leaving. Like, why am I gonna waste my time doing this? So I've been really trying to do that, and I've been really trying to just connect with people who actually try to reach out to me and stuff. And just, like, reevaluating, like, friendships and stuff, because we're too old to be dealing with this kind of behavior. So, I don't know, just trying to, like, surround myself with people who will build me up rather than tear me down more. And I feel like that's something really important for self-love. Fourth, I've been cooking. I made myself some lunch the other day, which was really good. And then we cooked food the other day. We made, like, tofu stir fry, some rice and beans, and it was so good.
It was good.
And I feel like that's something that's also self-love, because when you're in college, you're eating this interesting dining hall food, and sometimes, like, you feel disgusting because you're eating this and you're like, this sucks. Like, I want something that I'm gonna eat and be like, okay, I feel good.
Right.
And I feel like that's good. Like, treat yourself. Like, go to Dunkin', go to McDonald's, get the McChicken. I'm crying. Should I talk about that?
If you want, yeah.
That was kind of self-love.
That was self-love.
So once a month I do, like, a cheat meal where I eat meat. And for February, I had a little hair dye incident where I dyed my hair a little too orange. So we made an emergency trip to Walmart. And then we stopped by McDonald's, and I was like, I was so hungry. And I was like, you know what? I really want to make chicken right now. And old me would probably sat there and, like, shame myself for it. But I ate that McChicken up. It was so good. I got mayo on my nose and stuff. That's four. And then five, I don't know. I've been really trying to stay consistent with my skincare and, like, taking care of my skin. I think I've been doing pretty well, because I usually, like, pick at my pimples so quickly, and then because of that, they'll get worse, and then that will make me more anxious and upset, which will produce more pimples. So it's like kind of like stopping it at the root and just being like, okay, let me take care of this pimple like it's like a reflection of me. Like, let me take care of it in a way that's not gonna irritate it. And I feel like that just, like, extends to, like, bigger things, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But that was our what did you, like, take from all those things that you did? Like, how'd you feel?
I feel better. Like, just feel like I need a little upgrade.
Yeah, a little glow up.
Mm-hmm. Mini glow up.
I feel like, low-key, we glowed up, bro. Like, for real, though. Because if we look at a picture of us from, like, freshman year versus now, the difference is crazy. But it's, like, a good crazy. Like, we have tattoos, but... Well, you had a tattoo, but you got three now, bro. That's crazy. Fourth one coming soon.
Literally.
Kiyoshi. Bro. I'm just saying, I feel proud of us, low-key. Not even low-key, like, high-key. I feel really proud of us because, like, we both know what we personally, like, struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
And we both see how hard we work and stuff. So, like, I'm proud of you. I see how hard you work. And
I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you. And sometimes it's, like, hard when you're, like, working on yourself and stuff, because you might feel like you're progressing and you kind of want, like, a good job. But sometimes you don't need to find that from other people. You need to get it from yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely do recognize, like, how hard you're working, and I think that's really cool. It's very inspirational. because, like, even, like, simple stuff, whenever you clean your side and my side's messy, I'm like, damn, I can't leave my room like this. like, it motivates me, you know? And I feel like that's something important, like, self-love, love yourself, and then help others love themselves, too. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, any advice for... Crying. Do you have any advice for someone who's, like, struggling with self-love?
I mean, it's difficult, and you're always gonna have, like, a discrepancy with it, I guess. Like, there's always gonna be something where you're like, I can't give, like, my 100% of, like, I don't feel 100% positive in this aspect and shit and stuff. But it's like, don't let that stop you. Like, that's how life is. Like, you're not always gonna get the easy route for stuff.
Yeah.
So, do things that bring you joy because they bring you joy, not because you're doing someone a favor or something. Like, do it for yourself. Like, do things because you want to, not because you have to.
That's good. I like that. I think for me, there's a thing on my board that I just looked at right now, actually. It says that healing isn't linear. You should take your time. And I think that comes with self-love, too. You gotta take it day by day. And, like, I think a lot about, like, what those people say about, like, healing your inner child. And, like, have you seen that trend on TikTok? It's, like, she lives inside you. It's, like a video of your childhood. Yeah. It's, like, at the end of the day, we are all still those little kids inside of us. So you should take care of yourself in that way. Like, you should value yourself and be proud of yourself. Like, be proud of, like, all the stuff that you've gone through and continue and may go through. But you got through all that stuff already. So it means that you're capable of doing more than you think. So it's just, like, take your time. I feel like that's, like one of the main messages that we always end up sort of, like, saying, like, take your time with stuff. Embrace the journey. Like, be okay with messing up and stuff. And if, like, okay, if you eat too much one day and you feel, like, fat, be like, okay, let's not shame myself. Maybe I need to make better choices, but, like, don't shame yourself for it. Or if you have a pimple, you're like, oh my god, I'm so ugly. Like, no, like, if somebody talks about your pimple at their grown age, that means they're just insecure. So, just, like, think about the fact that at the end of the day, nothing matters, and that you have yourself at the end of the day, so you have to take care of that person that you are, and love yourself.
Yep.
So, that's a pretty short episode, but that is it, because we actually have to go get boba. Is there anything else you want to say?
No.
Yep. Alright. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon on And They Were Roommates.
Oh my god, they were roommates.